Time for a Sting Gang podcast, and it's the change of season, so we're going to visit with John Trilley before the basketball season begins this weekend at DL Lincoln Coliseum. Hope you're making your plans to be there Friday and Saturday as Midwestern State tips off the season under the dome here at DL Lincoln Coliseum, and hope you had a chance to catch Coach Trilley's first podcast after he took the job here at Midwestern State. Have things gone as you expected?
I don't think things ever go as you expect them, but it has been very, very good so far to this point. Really, really fast-paced. Can't believe it's already here, but here we are.
You're going to start the season playing a couple of RMAC schools. You've got Colorado Springs in here on Friday for a 7 o'clock tip-off, and then Saturday, Colorado State Pueblo will be here at 4 o'clock. What do you hope to get out of these two games?
You know, I just really want us to focus on us. You know, it's the first two games of the year, so not getting too locked in necessarily to our opponent because we don't really know a whole lot about them. So it's going to be about how well we can execute the things that we want to and how we can emphasize the stuff that's important to our program and our culture moving forward. So just really excited to see these guys, how they respond under their fire.
Well, and it works the other way too, because they don't know much about you, right? I would think they know even less about you.
Absolutely. We're all learning together. They're trying to figure me out and I'm trying to figure them out, and it's an entire new staff, new team, and so we're all just trying to learn on the fly, to be honest. But they've been great so far. I've loved this group's competitive spirit, and they come with it every single day. And as a coach, that's really all you can ask for, is that they're being coachable, and they're letting me coach them hard. And so so far, you know, as far as all that stuff has gone, man, they've been great.
When you say they're letting me coach them hard, what all does that entail? What do you mean by that?
I expect them to compete in a way that is uncomfortable and uncommon. And so with that, they just have to get outside of their comfort zone. And so for them, for some of them, it's a new thing, and it's a learning experience. And they may be able to do it for a moment, but the moment you take your eyes off of them, they look for an opportunity to take a break. And sometimes they don't understand. I can see, even if I'm not looking directly at you, I can see the moment that their motor dies down. And even if I can't see it, maybe they miss a rotation or something like that. So for me, it's just getting them to understand how hard I really expect them to play every single day. And for 90 minutes, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, however long we go that day, I'm expecting maximal effort. And that's not an easy thing to ask anybody to do.
I know you've had a chance to play a couple of scrimmages. What have you learned about your team?
So far, they've been really, really good at the things that I've emphasized. The areas where we've coached them really, really hard, they've been really receptive to it, and we've had success. There's some areas where we have to go back and clean up and reemphasize. But I think, you know, collectively as a whole, the things that I'm looking for them to do, they've tried, and some areas, you know, we've been really, really successful at the things that we've emphasized. So so far it's been really, really good. But you know, when you get under the lights, it's a whole new thing, and so that's what I'm looking forward to this weekend.
I know you don't want to divulge too much, but what are a couple of things that you're looking for?
Toughness, competitiveness, energy, and enthusiasm. I think if you have those things, you can overcome a lot of obstacles and shortcomings. And a lot of times I just tell them, man, I know you're going to make mistakes, but I want you playing so hard nobody can notice it. And so with me, I think that covers up a lot of things early. If you play hard in the way that I want you to play, even if you make mistakes and you err on the side of being aggressive, it can cover up some of those mistakes and those rotational things that we're just not there yet, because it's all new for all of us. So, toughness and a motor can cover up a lot of those.
How do you go about managing minutes in these first couple of games? And is the starting five that we see on Friday or Saturday, do you think that's going to be the starting five when we get to conference play?
No, I don't. I think it's going to change all year. You know, some guys are further along. Some guys are more experienced in season right now, and you have to lean on those guys early, especially. But these young guys have done a good job, and some days they look really, really good, and then you just throw a little curveball at them, and then they kind of feel like they're all the way back at square one. It's a roller coaster, especially for your freshmen. And so just trying to figure it out. And junior college guys, you know, you never really know what you have with those junior college guys until about January. And then once they kind of figure it out, all of a sudden you might see a jump in them. So everybody learns at a little bit different pace, and I've got to be patient, and I've got to figure that out. And, you know, we'll figure that out one day at a time. But as far as our lineups and our rosters, you know, those will change. Injuries can change those. I mean, all that stuff. So it's a long season, this college basketball thing. So a lot can change over the course of it.
And I'm guessing that you're going to learn a lot in these first two games.
I think every single game, every single practice, every single day for me right now is a learning opportunity. And, you know, I know I'll be better in March than I am today sitting here talking to you.
Well, I really meant, and I know where you're headed, but I meant learn about your team. You're going to find out some things that you may or may not know already.
Yeah, I'm going to learn about myself. I'm going to learn about my team. I'm going to learn about my players. And, you know, everything is a learning opportunity. And the work's never really done. You know, you win games, you lose games, but every single opportunity is an opportunity to learn and continue to get better. And then, you know, everybody's goal is that in March we've got it kind of ironed out, figured out, and we're playing our best ball there late so we can compete to win championships.
Are there a couple of guys that have jumped out at you during these couple of weeks leading up to the start of the season that maybe the fans should keep an eye on?
I mean, obviously, you know, Jonathan Jackson, he's been through the wars. He's a guy.
He's a grizzled veteran.
He is. He's got a lot of experience under his belt, and you know, he's a guy that's just been through the wars, and so nothing really phases him. So he's a guy that's been really, really important for me and for our program. But you know, all these guys have kind of had their moments. Terrence Ramirez is a really, really talented scorer. DeCannon Wesley's he's been healthy here the last 3 weeks, and he's kind of trying to play himself into shape.
He's kind of an interesting guy because he comes from Dallas Kimball, which has a great basketball tradition, and then he started at UTEP. And when I say started, I mean he played at UTEP.
And before he was at Dallas Kimball, he was at Duncanville High School too. So he's won two state championships.
Wow,
in high school.
That is something.
So he's been around a lot of winning programs, and Lee Junior College as well. They went to the national tournament his freshman year, and I think he was top two in scoring and rebounding as a freshman. And so he's a guy that if he gets comfortable, he's very, very talented, and he can really, really help us win a lot of games. But Jordan Reed is a guy that started last year that was really, really injured, but he had a great ending of his junior year. I think he had a double-digit game in the national tournament.
Yep. I believe he had 5 threes in that game, if I remember right.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly, but I know he did have a good game. I think it was the St. Ed's game. He shot the lights out of it and kind of helped blow the game open. But Antoine Taylor is another guy that's had a really, really good fall. You know, I think his athleticism and he's always had, but now he's kind of growing and maturing as a basketball player and just kind of understanding how to impact winning on a day-to-day basis. And so I expect him to see a little bit of a jump this year as well. And Davion Butler is a really, really talented junior college guard out of Snead State. He was a JUCO All-American there for us. But just like all JUCO guys, they've got to understand the efficiency that it takes to play with at the Division II level, where there's probably a little bit slower pace, fewer possessions. And so one or two possessions can be the difference between a win and a loss. You know, and you multiply that over a 20-game conference schedule, and, you know, 7 possessions can change the outcome, and you could finish 4th in the league or you could finish 11th because of 7 or 8 possessions. And so it's that important. And so those guys got to learn those little things, you know, coming in from JUCO. But there's a bunch of guys. You know, I Orlando Horton's been great. You know, trying to figure out a whole new system and run the point guard position, and that's not an easy thing to do. And you're picking up offensive and defensive concepts and trying to be a communicator. And but he's been really, really good so far here for us early, and he can really shoot the ball, and he's quick with the basketball and can push the tempo. So he's been really, really fun to coach. But you know, up and down, man. I think I'm going to use all 14 of these guys at some point this year to help us win some games. And I see value in every single one of them. So I'm just really, really excited about this group and just kind of to see what happens when we turn these lights on Friday.
Is coming from winning programs something you look for when you're out on the recruiting trail?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when guys come from winning programs, they just have habits that translate to winning. It's just like winners know why they win. And sometimes people from losing programs don't understand why they're not having success sometimes, because in this game. You can play for 39 minutes and 30 seconds, and it comes down to those last 30 seconds, but it really doesn't. And so if you don't understand, you know, just the way those 40 minutes, you know, how important every single possession is, and why and how you can impact winning every single possession, you know, just guys that have been around winning understand that.
And yeah, it's interesting to hear you say that, because I talk about this to in socializing and talking about basketball with different people. Basketball is kind of an optical illusion, because everybody looks at the missed free throw at the end of the game and says, oh, that's why they lost. Not necessarily. There were a lot of other possessions before that, and you had chances in the first half that you didn't capitalize on. But everybody looks at what happens at the end of a game.
Yeah, and, you know, that's part of sports. You know, moments get highlighted, and especially in today's society when yeah. everything is fast track and speed it and shorten it down. Yep. And, you know, give me the nuts and bolts of everything. I don't want to see the whole story. but we still have a 40-minute game to be played. And so, you know, to me, the first possession of the game is just as important as the last. So when you add up all those possessions, you know, who's going to win the majority of the possessions is probably going to be who's the one that wins the game, ultimately.
I can't help but notice the shirt you're wearing. It says, Together, Mark 325. What is that about?
Just trying to get these guys to come together. You know, you got 14 new guys. You know, Mark 325 is a house divided cannot stand. And if we don't come together, you know, we need 14 guys playing as one. We need one staff, one team. We all have to come together. For the last 3 months, we have been competing against each other on a day-to-day. Now it's time for us to come together.
And you'll come together at D.L. Lincoln Coliseum for the first two games of the season. We're looking forward to it. They'll be available on Flow College, but we'd much rather see you at D.L. Lincoln Coliseum checking out Midwestern State men's basketball as the John Trulli era gets underway here at MSU. Coach, thanks for doing the podcast, and we look forward to doing it every week during the season.
Appreciate you.
That's Coach Trulli talking about Midwestern State men's basketball. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast and bring a friend to D.L. Lincoln Coliseum this weekend to watch Midwestern State basketball. I'm Pete Stein. So long.